Speaking of Big Fatty.
Yes.
I have a story.
Okay.
Now, listener who is not familiar with Big Fatty, you're not going to necessarily understand what the joke is, but just go with it.
Okay.
We'll give a little preface, maybe.
All right.
Big Fatty likes to talk a lot about puppet shows.
Oh, yes.
Figure that out. So, we were up in the suite, and Kristen was there with me, and Big Fatty came over to say hi to me and stuff. And I was like, oh, Big Fatty, have you met my friend Kristen? She came in just to watch our show. He was like, no, I haven't. And so he reached his hand out and shook her hand. And the first thing she said was, she's like, your hands are so soft. And I just lost it. I was like, hey, Big Fatty, do you want to tell him why your hands are so soft? And he made some reference to using a lot of lanolin.
Oh my God. I had not heard this story.
Oh, it was funny.
And Kristen snatches her hand back.
And then she Purell'd it.
Uh-huh.
Until it bled.
Oh. Wow.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Now, listener who is not familiar with Big Fatty, you're not going to necessarily understand.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1748 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 7th of October, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I didn't hear a lot of them saying it with you. I think they're just getting lazy. They're lazy. Everybody lazy, lazy. Hello, ratters. Big Fatty, did I rat them out? Yeah, that's it. You ratted them out. You're a ratter. But that's not the only reason they're ratters. Big Fatty, why else? Well, we'll tell you later. But y'all, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine. Big Fatty was busy. Y'all, I was busier than a one-legged shit kicker. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. I don't know what that means. Neither do we, Big Fatty. Y'all, I gotta say, I slept really well on Sunday night, y'all, which is very unusual. Big Fatty, because you had all that wine to drink. Well, you know, for medicinal purposes only. Y'all, I gotta tell you something. I gotta come clean. Y'all, the scale was not my friend on a Monday morning when I hopped on board. Y'all, Big Fatty was fatter than he's been in years. And so, y'all, I got to refocus on cutting out the carbs and the sugar, because y'all, if you hear Big Fatty's grocery list, you've heard Big Fatty buying cookeries and this and that, and y'all, it's Halloween candy time, and you know that's never a good thing, and you know, Big Fatty has been eating his grits and all that kind of stuff. And you know, fried chicken is chicken covered in flour. And y'all, I've got to refocus. And I'm starting that.
When are you starting it, Big Fatty? Because you didn't start it at lunch today.
No, I did not start it at lunch today. I figured I'd start it. Well, I may start it with my supper, y'all, we'll just see. But y'all, this is probably a terrible week to. That is a turkey and Swiss croissant with some potato chips and some pasta salad.
Big Fatty, that's nothing but carbs.
Well, you know, it was free. So anyway. And maybe I'll have a little more wine.
Big Fatty, that's nothing but carbs and sugar.
Well, I think of it as fruit.
Yes, Big Fatty, you go ahead and think that.
But anyway, what was I saying? Gotta refocus, y'all. Gotta refocus, because Big Fatty is a big old fat shit right now.
Big Fatty, you are. It's unbelievable.
There you have it. I don't have a whole lot on my list today, so I'm probably just going to natter a great deal. But I do have one thing on my list, and this is it.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Gussie, y'all, now today too, I say Tuesday, the 7th of October, y'all, it's an unusual day for celebrations of exiting the birth canal because neither of these people listen to the BFO. Now, one used to listen, but y'all, at least I don't think he listens anymore. Big Fatty, you never know about these things, though, but y'all, today is a special day, a good day to remember a good friend of Pride 48 shows and the little show, y'all. It's Lord Byron's birthday. And y'all, for those of you who may be new listeners, Lord Byron was a dedicated listener to lots of little shows on the Pride 48. And y'all, it's probably been 2 or 3 years ago that y'all, Lord Byron died. And, y'all, I think he had a daily horoscope, and not horror, but horoscope, that it would post. And, y'all, for years, it would still post his daily horoscope. And, y'all, it got to the point where it was just depressing. I don't know. So I had to unsubscribe. And, y'all, so, you know, sometimes you just have to unsubscribe from a dead person. Hey! But anyway, but Lord Byron, if you're still listening, we're thinking about you, and I hope that you have a big fatty. I think he'll probably have some angel food cake. He probably will. But y'all, that's not the only. Celebration exiting the birth canal, y'all. It's the second one is someone that I guarantee does not listen to the BFO. Big Fatty, that could be most anybody. But y'all, you hear me talk about him on a regular basis here on the BFO, y'all. It is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of y'all. It's the Weather Rat. It's the Weather Rat's birthday, and y'all, all I gotta say is I'm sure that he will have some sort of a party hat on or something while he's doing the weather. And y'all, he's just, you know, he's kind of like Miss Bacon. He's just kind of batshit crazy, Big Fatty. But he has a meteorological Big Fatty. I can't say that he's got a degree. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, Miss Bacon probably has a degree too. Yes, I think she has a BS in BSc.
Happy birthday to you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, we're going to readdress this Ask Big Fatty question that came to us from that Kathy Marshall. Y'all, I'm just going to rehash it for you. It says, Dear Big Fatty, do you remember when Calvin of the Howdy Do Pancake Show asked you what you meant by a camisole? The unnamed person he had been discussing this with was me, and I'd like to ask a clarifying question. So please, cue the music. Big Fatty, we've already cued it. Okay, and it says, I've been stewing about this for 3 months now. Your last answer last time was a camisole is a light wrap. Well, not so fast. A light wrap indeed. I got a light wrap on the knuckles with a ruler when I'd paint my desk with Elmer's glue. And so you see, details matter. In fact, I've heard it said that specifically is the soul of narrative. You've got to be more specific here. What kind of light wrap are you talking about? Could it be a green cardigan? Could it be that red jacket, which we all know was really gray, that Captain Kangaroo wore? Or maybe you mean one of those cheesy members-only jackets that John Davidson wore on the Hollywood Squares in 1984. From the center square, Jim J. Bullock. From stage in movies, somebody.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, you're supposed to be announcing them. Steve Landisberg.
From Daytime Drama Somebody. From the Scholastic Front, Dr. Irwin Corey. From Coochie Coochie, Charo. And me, I'm Shadow Stevens. We are the new Hollywood Squares.
Now, Kathy Marshall, I'll have you know, I had a red members only jacket and I bought it because that's what they wore on the 1984 Hollywood Squares on the Friday little show. And y'all, I loved Jim J. Bullock. It's no wonder I'm a homosexual. But anyway, she goes, maybe, just maybe, that light wrap is made of leather, moose, fur, or Velveeta and bologna. So, Big Fatty, please be more specific. What is a camisole? We need to know, seriously. And first of all, Kathy Marshall, thank you so much for this question. It's an excellent question. And you know, like I said, I was hoping you were going to ask it out there in Lost Wages, but evidently we just didn't have an opportunity. But, you know, Big Fatty gets his terms mixed up. And y'all, honest to hydrogen, when I started using the term camisole, I thought that a camisole was like a light wrap, like a sweater, or, you know, just a little, you know, a little something to keep your shoulders warm. And y'all, later on, I would use this in regular conversation, and y'all come to find out that a camisole is kind of like an undergarment. It's a big fatty. It's like my slip, and I don't understand why you'd always want to wear my slips, but it's okay, because, you know, nowadays a camisole is just, it's just a light wrap. Big Fatty, my shoulders are cold. Yeah, Gussie. My mother sent me something, and I thought I'd just read it to you because, you know, y'all, I really hadn't read to the number one fan of the BFO, that, you know, that had him over there, that crazy Mexican. Y'all, by the way, he has been eating a lot of cake.
Big, why didn't you say cake?
You and had him love the cake. But y'all, she sent me this thing. It's about dementia.
Big Freddy, you should know plenty about that.
I should. And it says, are we the ones with dementia?
Big Freddy, you can't even say it.
Are we the ones with dementia, or are we the ones who are aging? I don't know. That didn't make sense. Here's number one. And it says, recently, I went to the McDonald's and I saw on the menu that you could have an order of 6, 9, or 12 chicken McNuggets.
Big Fatty Haddam likes to go to the McDonald's for his cake.
It's true. And it says here, I asked for a half dozen nuggets. The teenager at the counter says, we don't have half dozen nuggets. You don't? I replied. We only have 6, 9, or 12, was the reply. So I can't order a half dozen nuggets, but I can order 6? That's right. So I shook my head and I ordered 6 McNuggets. Unbelievably sad but true. Must have been the same one I asked for sweetener, and she says they didn't have any, only Splenda and sugar. Big Fatty. Here's another example right here. Y'all, I don't know. Oh, here we go. It's printed on the back. Number two, I was checking out at the local Walmart with just a few items, and the lady behind me put her things on the belt close to mine. That cut off. I can't see that. I picked up one of those dividers that they have by the cash register and placed it between our things so they wouldn't get mixed up. After the girl had scanned all of my items, she picked up the divider, looking it over for the barcode so she could scan it. Not finding the barcode, she said to me, do you know how much this is? I said to her, no, I've changed my mind. I don't think I want to buy that today. She said, okay. And I paid for the things and left. She had no clue to what had just happened, but the lady behind me had a big smirk on her face as I left. Here's example number three. A woman at work was seen putting a credit card into her floppy drive and pulling it out very quickly. When I inquired as to what she was doing, she said she was shopping on the internet, and they kept asking for her credit card number, so she was using the ATM thingy. Big Fatty, I've tried that, and it doesn't work. It's true, it doesn't. Number four, I recently saw a distraught young lady weeping beside her car. Do you need some help, I asked. She replied, I knew I should have replaced the battery to this remote door unlocker. Now I can't even get into my car. Do you think they, pointing to a distant convenience store, would have a battery to fit this? I said, I don't know, but do you have an alarm too? I asked. No, just this remote thingy, she answered, handing it and the car keys to me as I took the key and manually unlocked the car. I said, why don't you drive over there and check about the batteries? It's a long walk. Please just lay down before you hurt yourself. Number five here, y'all. Several years ago, we had an intern who was none too swift. One day, she was typing and turned to a secretary and says, I'm almost out of typing paper. What do I do? Just use this paper from the photocopier, the secretary told her. With that, the intern looked at her last remaining blank piece of paper and put it on the photocopier and proceeded to make five blank copies. Brunette, by the way, not even a blonde. Big fatty. And y'all, here's number six here. A mother calls 911, very worried, asking the dispatcher if she needs to take her kid to the emergency room. The kid had eaten ants, and the dispatcher tells her to give the kid some Benadryl, and he should be fine. The mother says, I gave him some ant killer. The dispatcher says, rush him to the emergency room right now. Life is tough. It's even tougher if you're stupid. Someone had to remind me, so I'm reminding you too. Don't laugh. It's all true. The perks of reaching 50 or being over 60 and heading towards 70. Big Fatty, you'll have to read those on the next little show. It's true, y'all. There's about 20 perks. And y'all, these may be more fun, maybe funnier than those things I just read you. So y'all, every once in a while, I'm telling you, every once in a while, my mother comes up with a good one. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all on the TV machine, they're all talking about the same-sex marriage getting the thumbs up. I guess the Supreme Court did one of those likes on the face space to it or something like that. I don't know. Or maybe they just gave the another finger to the people that didn't want it to go through. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids over there at the Game Night Gals. That's Brian and Curtis. Y'all, they sent me a little video through the Textimonium. And Brian, I had a little bit of trouble with it. Can you give me some instructions on that?
Now, listener who is not familiar with Big Fatty, you're not going to necessarily understand.
Oh, I didn't understand. That's why I need to listen.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.